Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today our devotional is titled, The Miserable Christian. When David, the man after God's own heart, fell into sin, it marked a most miserable time in his life. His testimony reflects this in both Psalm 32 and Psalm 51. Before he came to repentance, he says, my bones grew weary through my groaning all the day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was turned into the drought of summer. Psalm 32, 3 and 4. It was a most miserable experience. In Psalm 51, David explained that prior to confession, quote, my sin is always before me. Verse 3. Hounded by sin, the joy was gone. David cried out, restore to me the joy of your salvation. Verse 12. Yes, David knew the Lord and loved the Lord, and as an Old Testament saint was privileged to have the Holy Spirit. And yes, as a believer, one may fall into sin, even gross sin. But the experience there is one of misery. There is no joy there. Peter sinned in denying the Lord three times. The third time the rooster crowed exactly as Christ said would happen. And at that very moment, quote, the Lord turned and looked at Peter, Luke 22, 60 and 61. Immediately, Peter remembered the word of the Lord and went out and wept bitterly, Luke 22, 61 and 62. Where sin takes place in the believer's life, conviction is sure to follow. A believer may sin, but they will not long enjoy it. There is no sinning on the part of the believer that is not accompanied by the grieving of the Holy Spirit, Ephesians 4, 30. As believers, our spirit is wed with God's spirit, and in that union, we experience the grieving of the spirit when we sin. Walking in the joy of the Lord is equivalent to walking in the spirit. The fruit of the spirit includes joy. When the spirit is grieved, there is no joy, only misery. Galatians 5, 22, 23, but the fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such, there is no law. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald signing off for now.